In churches across America, pastors spoke about the terrorist attack and tried to prepare their congregations for the coming conflict. NPR's Wade Goodwin went to a Baptist church in Dallas this morning and has this report.
More than 1,000 people filled the sanctuary of Wilshire Baptist this morning. The expansive balcony in the back of the church was standing room only when Reverend George Mason stepped to the pulpit.
We've been dealt a wicked blow this week as a nation. Many of us have been to prayer meetings already. We've held candles in the night. We've prayed and done what we could do. It's right to be here now.
The atmosphere inside the church felt heavy, somber, with some people on the verge of tears. The gravity of what happened on Tuesday filled the air. The young pastor told a story about his own attempts to cope with his emotions.
I mowed the grass Thursday. It didn't need mowing. I needed to mow it. I don't know why exactly. I don't usually mow my own lawn anymore. I set the blade real low. Maybe Thursday I needed to do something I could look back on and see it done. Anybody else felt like that this week?
At one point during his sermon, the Baptist preacher spoke directly to the terrorists.
You have grievances against America that fueled your rage. We are not always right or righteous. It is true that we have sided often with Israelis against Palestinians in ways that have not been compassionate to Arabs. It is true that we have propped up puppet rulers like the Shah of Iran and other oppressive governments in the interest of cheap oil. It is true that we have sometimes been insensitive to the interests of the people on the ground in third world nations as we pursue our business and political interests. We are capable of repenting of our sins and living differently. But what you have done is to cut out the heart of our desire to learn.
Wilshire Baptist Church is predominantly white and middle class, and its pastor cautioned his congregation about painting the enemy with a broad brush. After the service, Andrew Helfert said the sermon had helped center him.
As a family, I'm probably the one that was feeling more anger, and my wife was probably feeling more sadness, and I think today helped me deal with some of that anger.
To end his service, Reverend George Mason chose a song that generations of Americans have turned to for comfort.
It seems the only hymn worth singing to me today is Amazing Grace. It's number 330. It's as close to a national hymn, really, as the church can offer.
Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.